Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
Hard to admit it, to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. Hey. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Miles, for bringing me the story. Today, we toast ridiculousness. And Ted, you'll appreciate this. We go back to our home state of Maryland, where, right. Ted, when you hear this, even though this is kind of a convoluted, confusing story, it will make sense to you because it's Maryland at its finest, all right? Four kids. Keep in mind, if you have a calculator, you might want to break it out for this. So four kids were caught driving around in two different stolen cars. This was last week. Now, they were teenagers, but there were two adults with them, an 18-year-old and a 21-year-old. Now, it turned out they'd also just stolen stuff from a nearby store. Now, the two adults got thrown in jail, and four kids were charged as juveniles. So far, we're at six arrests, but we're just getting started. The kids had to get picked up by a guardian. And when the guardian showed up, the car that they showed up in also stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were three women in it, and a guy was driving. Now, cops thought it might be stolen because the back window was smashed. Now, after the three women got dropped off, cops tracked down the car and arrested four more people inside it.
Oh, yeah.
The driver and three other teenagers. Now, meanwhile, the three women that got dropped off, they also got arrested. So by now, you've lost count. Right now, the final tally is that 13 people were arrested, seven juveniles and six adults. They all apparently knew each other and were between 13 and 21 years old. It's not clear what the guardian situation was all about or where their parents were during all of this. But when that goes down, I'm going to guess the parents really weren't that involved. Cops say all three stolen cars were Hyundais, and they're being stolen a lot right now thanks to the dumb social media thing about how easy it is to steal.
Yay,
so again, just to go through this one more time. Four kids caught driving around two different stolen cars. They're teenagers. Two adults get thrown in jail. The four kids charged as juveniles. So that's six arrests. But then the kids got picked up by the guardian, and the guardian showed up in another stolen car. Three women in the car. They were dropped off at the jail. But then those three women ended up getting arrested after the driver that dropped them off in the first place was also arrested. That's very much a Maryland thing, right? Somehow, in my mind, as messed up as that is, it makes complete sense. That's just how things are.
Trying to get to the police station at a stolen car.
And a stolen car because they got picked up for driving stolen cars.
Waldorf,
Maryland.
Yep.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve, throw a hook. Could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola. All right, Tommy, you understand how this here game is played.
I do.
Fantastic.
I do.
You have your choice of one of four stories. Now, we have the wonderful world of drugs. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. We have hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon. And new, debuting this week, we have animalized this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
That's a tough choice, but I'm going to go with analyze this.
Tommy, come on, man. It's not analyze this. It is animalize this. What is wrong with you?
Like the Kiss album.
Yes. That's actually where it came from.
No, like the monkey, David Draymond.
Yes.
All right. Hyena.
We go over to France to a rugby game, where a rugby game in France descended into chaos when an animal escaped from a pre-match parade and then ran out onto the field during warm-ups. Now, the animal was being paraded to the crowd before the game between the Catalans Dragons and St. Helens at the Gilbert Brutus Stadium. And it was caught on camera, dragging its handler across the grass until the man finally let go. Now, players were seen fleeing from the animal, jumping over advertising signs to avoid being attacked by the animal. Now, the animal was eventually caught by its handlers and led away from the field. So the question is, what is the animal that escaped the parade, ran onto the field, and chased the players off of the field? Was it a tiger? Was it a lion? Was it a bull? Or was it a bear? So, tiger, lion, bull, or bear. One of those four animals broke loose from the parade and basically started attacking the players.
And
which, to be honest with you, makes rugby fun. It was in France.
Right. France, okay. France. I don't see many of these animals being in France altogether.
Well, that's why they're part of a parade, right?
Well, bull for sure, because of bullfighting.
Yeah. Dad, what do you think, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, France is off, but France is next to Spain, where bullfighting's pretty prevalent.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know, it's a parade. I can't imagine just having a lion on a leash in a parade or a tiger. But a bear? Sure, that could happen.
Yeah, my gut instinct is saying tiger for whatever reason. I don't know, I think it's the first one you said. We've seen tamed tigers, quote-unquote tamed tigers before, so
yeah,
I'm
going to
roll with that.
You're going to Tommy going tiger.
Ask Siegfried and Roy about that.
I'm going to go. A lion's, man, that neck is so big.
Sure. All of these animals.
I'm going to go bull, although I believe Ted is right with a bear.
I think it's a bear.
Because it's not really indigenous to the area, maybe so much. Like, that would be the special thing. Well, maybe it is.
I don't know. I think rugby, I think bear.
This wine is garbage.
Yes.
So we'll figure out what interrupted that rugby game. Was it a tiger, a lion, a bull, or a bear next?
That was a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Brand new category on Profile This. Animalize This. What is the animal responsible for the shenanigans?
Correct.
Rugby game in France, interrupted by an animal on the field. The animal, by the way, was leashed.
Yes.
It was in a parade before those.
Correct. Yeah.
Got loose, whatever. Question is, why do people freak out? And the more I think about people freaking out, the more I realize that I picked the wrong thing. So, we have a tiger, a lion, a bull, or a bear?
And Tommy, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with D. Ted Smith.
Damn it.
It doesn't mean you're wrong. However, you're wrong. It was not a bear.
That would have been cool, man.
Tommy, you picked tiger, and I know you said it was just your inkling. I feel like Tommy is close to Tony. You just wanted it to be Tommy the Tiger. However, and that's why Tommy the Tiger does not have his own breakfast cereal. Let that be a lesson to you, man. Let that be a lesson to you. All right, Miles, you went bulls.
I went bull.
You know, they do bullfighting in Spain.
Spain close.
It's kind of stupid. But you are correct.
It was nice. A bull. Nice.
It was a bull. This thing broke loose, immediately went sideways, jumped into the stadium. Now, keep in mind, The game wasn't going on yet, so it's just the players. All right, they have no idea that there's even a parade because it's outside. They're warming up, and this bull runs onto the field and is trying to charge all of them, man. So these dudes hightailed up, they're jumping over the advertising signs, running up into the stands, but they finally got the bull under control.
Nice.
Maybe give them a heads up that there's a chance, small chance, that a wild animal that we're dragging through a parade might end up in the stadium.
Well, normally it's like a dog on the field, a squirrel on the field.
Sure, the fun stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff where you try to help wrangle them in, not a bull.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! I had to look it up. There is wild bears in France. They were reintroduced into the mountains just a few years ago.
What kind of bears, does it say?
Weren't there. They were just reintroduced.
Well, no, I'm just wondering. But when you reintroduce, that means they were there. So you wouldn't introduce grizzly bears to France, right? I'm guessing black bears. I'm guessing something small.
Brown bears.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that is the thing. And you're right. They just got reintroduced. But right, at some point they were there. Generally, you don't.
You
put animals somewhere.
You try like, we not have to do wolves. The invasive species.
Right, like there's wolves now in Yellowstone.
Correct, but they repopulated them or reintroduced them, and I guess they're doing quite well now is the thing.
Right, because like they were just in Canada because we had hunted and killed them off and everything. So now they're kind of back.
And the deer are like, thanks, dude. We were having such a good time just grazing. Now well, we have to pay attention.
I will say it's funny. Like we always have this conversation, right, about learning stuff from different avenues, right? Mm-hmm. Like, obviously you could read books. So on
thank
people
you for throwing them out there, Ted. Yes,
but sometimes you can learn stuff from TV too, right? Like last night, I got stuck in a circle after I watched some NBA playoffs. I like Andrew Zimmerman, right? Who's, chef.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So he's got delicious destinations or like his Zimmerman list, where he'll go to like a city in the States and show you. But on the delicious destination, sometimes he goes to different parts of the world and he'll just explain to you. Like for instance. He was in Hawaii. Hawaii is famous, right, for one of their breakfast things. Mike loves it because he loves a good burger in the morning.
Damn right.
But the Loco Moco,
yes.
Right, which is rice, hamburger patty, and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, I was kind of like, oh, ground beef in Hawaii. Like, I didn't know that. Turns out there was a bunch of, I can't remember, was it American? It might have been the Spanish. Gave them some cows and bulls as like a thank you.
All right.
And then they had to hire actual cowboys from like Mexico or the States
to
kind of
right?
get the ranching part of it in there because they weren't used to having them. So then over a few decades, like ranching becomes a big part and beef becomes a part of their diet.
And ranchers started to surf.
I had a crazy thing where a chef that I worked for, she was working on a cookbook, an Italian cookbook. And I rolled my eyes like, Jesus, come on. She goes, no. Before Italians started doing what we know, the cuisine. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, look, two things. One, pasta was not part of any dish they ever did until Marco Polo came back from China and introduced noodles. And then they found different. And I'm like, didn't think about that. And she goes, also tomatoes, while they're super indigenous and grow all over the place, it wasn't until after the 1600s that they started using them as part of the meal. They were a garnish. But the idea of eating them, people, and I'm like, you're telling me pasta? I mean, think about it. You talk about any Italian dish, you're definitely thinking tomato-based something and pasta. And she goes, right. So I'm writing a cookbook about the stuff they ate before, you know, pasta and tomatoes. And just remember, it kind of hit me. I'm like, God damn, you're right.
And his legacy, all the things that Marco Polo did.
Mm-hmm.
What does he remember
chicken.
For?
Chicken and a pool game.
A game in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's like the George Foreman grill.
But it was super interesting. I was like, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was also pretty pumped to find out, even though he was in Berlin... Like, I like that town we went to. I did have a Venus schnitzel. And that guy was explaining it to us. It was a little tough because he couldn't speak a lot of English. And he was like, yeah. And I guess to this day, finally the German government and the European Union had to come out and go, if it's not lamb, it's not Venus schnitzel, and then other stuff can't be called a schnitzel. Now, in America, we don't have those rules. It's fine.
Right.
So you could have a chicken. You could have chicken schnitzel, this and that.
What is it like? Parmesan, champagne, a Wiener schnitzel, and there's one other
they recently dumped all that Miller.
Genuine. Said the champagne of beer.
Correct. Yep.
Well, we do the same thing with bourbon, right? It's got to be 70% corn and something else.
Correct.
To make a bourbon. Mm. Yeah. We got all that stuff.
And doesn't it have to be in Bourbon County?
I don't believe so. I think that was a rule for a long time, but I'm almost positive I've looked it up, and it doesn't have to be from that county.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff like that. But, yeah, again, even just watching the tube sometimes, right, I just wanted to chill out. I'd finish dinner. It's kind of interesting, the stuff you could pick up on,
for sure.
That's why you guys say, you didn't watch that show? I'm like, I'm on the National Geographic Channel.
I know how ants mate.
I know.
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
I know migration patterns of...
I'm not joking, Mike. So, Miles was the first person I knew that got an HDTV. But like anything, almost none of the networks, none of the cable channels were doing HD. No. So Miles would look for things that were in HD, and I want to say it was National Geographic.
And space. NASA.
They did HD, so Miles is like, I found something in HD, and it was all about ants and like their mating, and now I know.
We just get stoned and just watch it happen.
Dude,
these guys are amazing.
I watch Nat Geo all the time. Like, when I talk about watching to catch a smuggler from different parts of the world.
Half the reason I have Disney is because of National Geographic.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I love that channel. That's a good, easy go to sleep to kind of.
Also, like when they drain the oceans and show you the shipwrecks.
Yeah, drain the ocean.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Drain the oceans, I'm okay.
There's a couple good ones.
I like to catch a smuggler, and then I like the woman that goes in and investigates stuff where she shouldn't be. Black market.
Yeah, man. Credit to her, man.
Those shows still on TV because you don't need writers. The writer strike does continue. But Drew Carey, we would all know Drew Carey up here in this area as being part of your owner, the Seattle Sounders FC. Well, he's footing the bill for striking worker or writers to eat for free at two restaurants in L.A. Bob's Big Boy in Burbank and Swinger's Diner in L.A. Basically, all they have to do is show their Writer Guild of America card. His offer lasts until the strike ends. Dine in only, and it already includes the tip.
Cool. Both those places, 24-hour establishments.
Yeah. That's the
so Big Boy's is Shoney's. They're open 24 hours. So at least you can go in at any time and get a meal.
Yeah, it's Swinger's Diner. I wonder if that's the same one they ate in. Remember the next morning?
Yeah. Probably. I wasn't going there for that, but whatever.
I'd go there. I love that movie. That's classic Vince.
You're by Vaughn. Yourself. You can't be a swinger.
Lainey Wilson. Yeah. Everybody knows her, country star. Mm-hmm. She's getting really famous now. She got super famous because people like her butt. Yeah. Well, she was on Yellowstone. I saw her on there. And what was I going to say? One of her rules was like, no tongue on the first kiss.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I respect that.
Right. Basically, the dude, the actor, he had been acting forever. She's not an actress, right?
Correct.
She's a singer. So she was pretty nervous. She wanted to make sure she felt comfortable. So that was no tongue, which I think that's fine. I do like, she's just like, don't put your tongue in my mouth. And he's like, no, I wouldn't do that. Which also like,
I would think, yeah, for a movie kiss, unless it's specifically called for that, like that's not part of the plan, man.
Yeah, that would be aggressive, right? So you're like, yeah, I'm with you. You could kiss somebody on the lips. It's not nearly as intimate as like tonguing somebody.
Yeah, I mean.
That sounded bad.
Man, when you say it like that, yeah, you're 100% correct. I'm going to tongue you, girl. All
right. I like that they put this in there, like, he followed the rules. There was plenty of people around. It's like, well, it's a Hollywood set.
And he's acting.
Yeah, he doesn't really know her.
Yeah, to say most of the actors or actresses that you talk to, not that we talk to, but you read about, they tell you, like, right, we did a sex scene. Sure, we're naked, but, like, there's 40 people standing around. There's a fuzzy mic hanging 3 feet over your head. They're like, it's not really this intimate thing. You don't lose yourself. We're acting. That's what you paid us to do.
You were in bed with a woman who was topless and covered in blood for 2-3 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
But you were looking at the boobs. I mean, that's...
So, like, you're still waiting around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, also, too, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. That'd have to be pretty... Like, this is Yellowstone. Like, Kevin Costner saw the show. That'd be pretty bad if one of the main actors was on there just forcibly kissing women.
I thought one of the best things I've heard, I think it's some old actor, it was like George C. Scott or something, but his quote was, he said, like, anytime you do a love scene, particularly if you have to, like, be naked and you're under the sheet so they can show your butt, you know, prove you're naked sort of thing. He said, every actress that came in, he goes, because we're both uncomfortable for obvious reasons. And I love this quote. He goes, I tell each and every one, I apologize if I have an erection, and I apologize if I don't.
Yeah. That's a pretty good line.
Yeah, because it's just like, look, you're topless, we're here, we get it. So it's just like, look, you can't win either way.
I'm trying my best.
So I'm just telling you, I apologize if I do, apologize if I don't. It's like, yeah. That's a good quote, man.
Yeah, and I like, look, I get it. You're 16, 17, you're like, oh, I'd love to be in a love scene in a movie. But right, as an adult, I'm with you. That would be so awkward to have to walk out to a set naked and then be like, all right, act like you're having sex with her. Be like,
I have a hard time doing that with just an individual person.
And you're laying there for 45 minutes between takes. Guys, just keep laying there. Keep laying there. Okay, we got the lighting right. So you've been laying there together, right? Just under the sheets, like, okay. And kiss. Somebody said...
There's a lot of things in TV and movies, too, that, like... And BuzzFeed puts up these lists sometimes, and it's the truth. When you just look at stuff that happens in TV and movie sex that doesn't happen... You know, like, right. In real life, like, things happen, right? There's noises, there's smells.
Never in TV or movies.
There's sounds, right? Like, everything doesn't work perfect. It's not some amazing moment every time. It's like, having sex.
Scarlett Johansson said to Chris Pratt, I can't remember the movie, The Passenger... And so they had a couple of love scenes, but Chris Pratt being Chris Pratt, you know, the thing about when you do the love scene, it is encapsulated in its own moment, right, as far as filming it. And she says, so we're going to do this love scene, and he has to come in and kiss me, and he kisses me, and I realize he has intentionally eaten tuna out of the can and raw onions. Right, and he just does it on purpose to see if she can get through it. And she's like, it sucked, but it's funny, but it loosened her up a little bit.
I like the Kate Winslet move. Back in the movie Titanic, she knew that she was going to have to do that topless scene for Leonardo DiCaprio to draw her, right?
Yeah.
Knew it was going to be awkward. So when the first time the two of them met, she just freaking dropped everything. Like, they're like, here they are. Ta-da. You see them.
That's not a bad call.
No, it's not.
He's probably like, you're too old for me to date. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. What are you, 21?
Wait, you're legal drinking age?
Oh, sorry.
Come on, Kate.
A creeper.
We've been talking about it. Obviously, everybody's been into more to hockey in this town. It is kind of wild. I read an article today. So the Western Conference NBA Finals last night, the Lakers got swept. All right? Denver is that good. Tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals, Miami could sweep Boston.
They will.
Jimmy Butler's that good.
And then hockey is basically at the same point where they're both these. So if all four of these are sweeps, that'll be the first time ever.
Wow.
In those two sports at the same time that there's been sweeps.
That's tired crazy. Of going to seven.
Like, let's get that over with.
I know. And the other thing is, too, is like with the NBA, I can fathom it, but like playoff hockey's so good. But like, and granted, the Florida and Carolina series, I mean, that was only a 1-0 game last night for, you know, but it's like, I don't know. It's like, The goddamn Kraken series was so much fun. There was goals all
seven
over.
Seven games.
I'm like, where are the goals?
It's almost a letdown. They played two games the other night, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I watched all of it.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go, man. It's his roommate's last hot pocket. So he shoots him in the ass cheeks. Meanwhile, students are in trouble after a ring toss game with bottle in a stripper's backside. Picture leaks. In New York, cannabis pills that make you horny are selling like crazy. Man ruled unfit to drive, crashes car minutes later as his eyesight was hazy. And a steer was on the run for weeks, finally lassoed in downtown Detroit. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to Brussels, where a man's bad driving record got a little bit worse. He found himself in front of the courts, assumingly after he'd been involved in some sort of collision with his vehicle, and it was declared unfit to drive by the judge. Taking his sentence, the man exited the court and immediately got behind the wheel of the car that he'd used to get there and got into another accident right there in the court's parking lot.
Jesus.
Nice. He then came back before the court facing further charges, but admitted that he didn't know that the sentence was effective immediately and also does not hear too well anymore.
Oh, you don't say.
This isn't quite like, you know, electing an official. It's not like, all right, you've been sentenced. It'll be carried out, you know, 3 months from now. And then you can go ahead and stop driving. No, this is an immediate thing.
Right. Come on, man.
You know better.
That's all. Just come on. You embarrass the human race when you do this stuff.
Correct. Knock it out. Quite the mess of a situation over in Waldorf, Maryland, of all places. Officers were on patrol in the area and managed to find themselves a couple vehicles that had been reported stolen. We may have covered this a little bit earlier.
Uh-huh.
They attempted to pull the cars over and, after a short chase, were able to apprehend the drivers as well as four juveniles that were along there with them who were held at the station until a guardian could come pick them up. But when the guardian arrived, officers felt suspicious about the vehicle that they were driving as it had a busted back window and a steering column damage, and determined that it was reported stolen as well. After another short case, that driver was apprehended and the vehicle was seized.
Good Come work. In a stolen vehicle. What are you doing?
You went to pick up people that were being held in jail for stealing a vehicle, and you show up in a stolen vehicle.
How do you not at least park it down the street?
It's Maryland, baby.
I guess. I mean, that's the other big thing, too, right? Like, why? Even if you drove there, which is bad as it is, but like, why would you roll up to a police station in a busted out window at a car?
I know, because you're stupid.
Right to the front door, man.
Yeah.
We go to Louisville, where the situation isn't much better. Police got a call about an assault between a man and his roommate. The pair got into an altercation that led to the man throwing tiles at the roommate in frustration. The roommate eventually fled the residence, but the man followed him out with a gun and fired a few shots at his roommate, eventually hitting him in the buttocks. The roommate made it to a neighbor's home for help and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The reason for the argument? The roommate ate his last Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Which, I've had Hot Pockets. They're fantastic. I love Hot Pockets.
I mean, they're not that good.
Not worth shooting somebody in the butt.
No. When you are super broke, and that is the food you have, it can be your last pretzel in the bag that you saved, you're going to lose your mind.
You got enough for bullets in your gun.
I didn't say they're smart.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, bought ammunition. I'm kind of with Throw on this one, though. Like, hey, look, none of this is worth it, but like...
No, not worth it.
Maybe the guy just... It's just the end of the day. Like, you got to be kidding me. You ate that Hot Pocket. You know we only had one left.
I'm waiting for my Hot Pocket. So I'm dead broke. All I wanted to do when I get home today is eat my ham and cheese Hot Pocket.
All I ever do when I get home is have my doggone Hot Pocket. You know this. And you ate the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that. If there's a communal thing that goes quick and you're the last one to eat one or consume whatever it is, and it's your turn especially, re-up it.
Oh, Uncrustables in my house now.
Oh, yeah?
Kids around.
There you go.
Like, they took my last Uncrustable.
If you had a gun, you'd shoot them in the ass.
Well, that's different. You're still dad at this point. You will always be dad, man. So they're
I bought them for me.
I know. But when they're in your house, you bought them for we.
It's like buying Dino Nuggets. Like, they're for me.
Yeah, but Mike's kind of right. I'm 42. My mom's 78. But, like, I'll see her in a couple weeks. Like, I'll walk in, look in her fridge, and just grab something.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you know you can.
Right. Yeah. If I ever go to my dad's place, he does not have beer in the fridge when I leave. I clean the guy out. Now, he pays it back whenever he finally comes over to my place. He cleans me out, but it's just understood.
My parents always buy extra beer if they know I'm visiting.
Well, sure.
And my dad will explain.
So does my mother-in-law.
We got this right here.
But it is weird. It's just your parents. It's like my siblings. Like, I would ask my brother before I just take some of his lunch meat to make a sandwich. But if my mom has turkey in there, I'm just like, all right, I'm eating this.
It never ends.
No.
You know, same thing. Go to my parents' house. Whatever. If I see it, I'm going to eat it if I want it.
Yeah, and but I bet if you walked into your brother's house, you would
not ask.
And even though he wouldn't care, you'd still ask.
That is a weird thing.
Yeah.
Because he bought that, man. Damn.
And literally, like, when I was there in the fall, he was like, I told you three times. Just anything in our fridge is yours. Like, all right.
All right, yeah.
Hey, man, is it all right?
A student association of a university in the Netherlands is under fire after a photo started making the rounds. I knew you'd like this one, Miles. The photo shows a group of students engaging in behavior that has disturbed the association. They're playing a game of ring toss with a stripper of all people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the disturbing part is that they're trying to toss the rings onto a beer bottle, Ted. It's being held by the stripper.
Dude, you hired someone...
In her
anus.
But this is total college stuff. We're not trying to have sex with this person. We just want to play some ring toss.
And she's the only one.
I mean, it's pretty common for some type of ring toss game to occur if you have a stripper over to the house.
Sure. I have seen ring toss with him. He did it. I will give him that. I said, you cannot get yourself ready for this. And he's like, I'll do it in front of all these people. And it took him about 30 seconds.
No way.
And he was ready to go. I was like, that is impressive how fast you can
Get that mechanism to work, man.
The thing is, that college guy just has to pretend that he's shocked and outraged. Like, it's a college.
Right.
But I actually tried to throw a ring onto us.
Did you get it?
No.
Damn it, Miles. Come on.
Now,
trying to play ring toss on a male stripper?
Hit him right. No, my buddy.
It's just his friend.
My buddy at a party.
It's Miles.
His girlfriend was the first to play. I just went for one and bounced it off his stomach.
Oh, God. What, the ring? The student responsible has reportedly received a proper sanction for the event. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Who's Hawk's last on the way tomorrow? Well, Lovey Taryn Daly's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!